My name is Peter Tatchell, human rights campaigner.
So what makes a good campaigner?
I think the key to a good campaign is to know what you want to change, why it needs a change, and to devise a plan to make that change happen. So you have to know, you know, how you're going to take that plan forward. That means identifying what the obstacles to change are, who stands in the way, and who your potential allies are. If you work those things out, then you're well on the way to making change.
What has driven you from being a campaigner from the age of 15? What's kept you going all this time?
I guess it's just a basic idealism and vision. My motto is, don't accept the world as it is, dream of what the world could be, and then help make it happen. And driven by that philosophy, I've been campaigning now for 46 years, and I can look back over that 46 years and see lots of examples of change that I've helped with others to make happen.
A lot of people admire you as a campaigner. We look up to you as a campaigner. I definitely do. I've learnt a huge amount tonight at the School of Life, but watching how you work. What do you think your qualities are to making these changes and keeping going?
I think I've got quite a fertile mind, quite a strong imagination and sense of creativity. A lot of the campaigns I've done have been very new and innovative, like the idea of doing a citizen's arrest of President Robert Mugabe of Zimbabwe using international human rights law. No one had ever tried anything like that before. And I don't know where it came from, but somewhere in the back recesses of my mind, it exploded and I did it. I think also, if you look at the campaigning I've done, a lot of it has been based upon a very sure sense of patience and resilience, determination, and being in it for the long haul, recognizing that sometimes you get quick results, many times you don't, and sometimes you have to be willing to keep at it time and time again with a fair degree of stubbornness to see eventually change happen.
What role do you think storytelling has played in the way that you've campaigned to get people over to share your opinion or to change minds?
In many of the campaigns, I've tried to give a platform to people who have been victims of human rights abuses. For example, lesbian, gay, bisexual or transgender people who've been victims of homophobic violence or discrimination in law, getting them to tell their personal stories, their stories of suffering and exclusion, has been very, very important in winning hearts and minds, in reaching out to people who may not understand or agree with the abstract issue of equality and non-discrimination, but when they hear a personal story, they feel it touches their heart and they become more sympathetic.
And how easy or hard has it been to get these people to tell their stories, probably not being able to tell them or...
But of course, many decades ago, a very small proportion of gay people were open and out. So to get them to speak about their experiences was very difficult. Most were closeted, some had internalized homophobia, many were afraid of victimization, that they'd lose their job, be rejected by their families, or be subjected to hate crimes and violence. So in the early days, it was a real struggle to get or find the gay people who were willing to speak out. Now that's much easier, and that's thankfully because we have created a more understanding, accepting society where the victims of all kinds of discrimination and victimization feel more confident about coming out, in that they know that our society is more liberal than it once was, that people as a whole tend to be more open-minded, and that they have a support network. You know, having a support network is really important for people who are victims of prejudice and discrimination. If they know they're going to get support, that will give them much more confidence to speak out.
So I've been hugely inspired by your work, your campaigning work over the years. I hope to be like you at some point, or I feel by standing next to you, I'm getting some you know, real inspiration. So how could we pass this inspiration on to other campaigners, young campaigners, charities who are trying to make change? I know it's difficult, but how, in a sentence, how would you give them encouragement to not give up and to keep going?
I would say take the long view of history. Making change, in many instances, seems quite daunting. It seems a really big thing, particularly when you're changing major injustices. But if we take the long historical view, we see that over time, even the things that were absolutely taken for granted, that many people said would never change, like slavery or the denial of votes to women, it did eventually happen. And that's because enough people felt strongly enough, were patient and perseverant enough, and worked together collectively to expand their individual feeling into a collective feeling, which impacted upon the conscience of the nation, and also, of course, pressured the people in power that they had to do something. They couldn't continue the bad old ways, that change had to come.
Peter Tatchell, thank you very much.
Thank you.